This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Number one on the Billboard charts for traditional classical albums for the week of September 28th is Laura Down's new album celebrating the life and music of Clara Schumann. Here's a solo track, track number six, Three Romances. That's Laura Downs from her new album titled For Love of You, Clara and Robert Schumann. And Laura's joining me in the studio. Congratulations on the success of this album.
Thanks.
Was everybody just ready to celebrate her and her music? There's been such an embrace.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised, to tell you the truth. I mean, you know, I always love to put out these projects when there is an anniversary or just sort of a pivot date, you know? But who knows? I think the music is so phenomenal, and her life story has always captured the imagination in so many ways. And then, you know, there's a focus right now on women and all the things that they've done a little bit in the shadows. So I think it was just a happy moment to celebrate her life, her legacy.
September 13th, 2019 was the 200th anniversary of her birth. Mm-hmm. When did you have a vision of celebrating her music and her legacy?
Well, I actually recorded this music a few years ago. And it was because it was a time that I was touring with the Schumann Concerto, and I had all this music in my fingers. And I just was really started thinking about the implications of the relationship between Clara and Robert. You know, everything that it created within the music that it created. You know, I think it's a very powerful collaboration. And so I guess we made the record, and then it actually kind of went on the shelf because that was the moment that I did America Again and, you know, sort of set off on this different path. And then when I realized that the bicentennial was coming up, I just, you know, pulled everything together, and it was exactly the right moment.
Let's go back to the music that we just played in the introduction, mm-hmm. and that's actually a solo track.
Yes.
Three Romances encompasses multiple tracks because of the pieces. She wrote that music for her husband, but it was before they were married, right?
It was just before they were married, and, you know, this was a legendary romance. It was an incredibly passionate and sort of multifaceted relationship that began when she was 10 years old, mm-hmm. is when he moved into the house to study with her father, who was this overbearing, you know, tyrannical father who was raising Clara to be a great virtuoso. And I think that the romance began when she was 16 years old and faced a lot of opposition and challenge. So just everything around this romance, this relationship, this collaboration started in such fraught circumstances. And it was several years before they could marry and be together. And I think that all of the music that was produced during this time is just completely saturated with all of the intensity of the emotions, of the passion, of the, you know, the cross-pollination that was already happening creatively. So it's a really fascinating time for me.
With that backdrop, let's listen to a little more of Three Romances. Thank you. So this album includes pieces by Clara's husband, Robert. And some people say that was an interesting decision on your part in an album that was a tribute to her.
Because she is really responsible for his music composed for the piano. She was, I don't use the word muse, but she was his collaborator. She was, you know, her fingers were the fingers that he was writing for. And so we're celebrating her legacy as a composer, yes, but also as a pianist. And I think that those two things are not separable when we look at her output and when we look at his output. So for me, this is one complete picture. The music that he wrote for her as a pianist, the music that she wrote for herself as a pianist, the music that she dedicated to him and vice versa. It's all just, you know, so very much intertwined.
So with that, let's listen to track one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of your performance with conductor Martin West and the San Francisco Ballet Orchestra. Mm-hmm. That is Robert Schumann's Piano Concerto in A Minor from Laura Down's new album, For Love of You, Clara and Robert Schumann. This debut, the album recorded with Martin West and the orchestra, how was this? Did it feel risky for you as an artist?
No, it felt like a long time coming. You know, this is music that I probably learned the concerto when I was, I don't know, 15 years old. And there was something really special for me about going into the studio is music that has been inside of me for so long and feeling like, you know, I've got something to say about it. It's been sort of percolating for so long. And it was so nice to do this close to home and with Martin and that orchestra, which is such a phenomenal recording orchestra. I remember, you know, the on the day talking with the orchestra about what I wanted to accomplish, you know, that I wanted this concerto to be a love letter. And I think we were all very much in the same mind space about it. And a recording session with a full orchestra is a three-ring circus. There, you know, there are union reps in the room and time is really, really short. But there was such a beautiful collaborative energy. And I hear it when I listen to this recording.
That's Laura Downs. There is someone else in the room with us who had something to say and something he wanted to try. I'd like to introduce him. He is Laura's son, Simon Glenn Downs Tony. Hi, Simon.
I'm happy to be here.
And you're how old?
I'm 15.
Going to school where?
At the Met Sacramento.
And you have your own show coming up, and there's a story behind it. So welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
And tell me the story of what your project is all about.
So last spring, my grandfather passed away, and that was really sad for me because we're both super close. And he left me a car, and so the aspect of a car being in Huntsville, Alabama, and my dad and I being in California kind of brought upon this idea of a road trip, and I had a show coming up at Old Soul, so I figured I'd take this opportunity to make photos along the road and shoot for this project.
The show is a photography show, and what are the pictures and what equipment do you use?
So all the photos that I used or that I made were shot on film. I used a 35mm camera and a 120mm film camera. And they're all just, the 35mm were all black and white photos that I took kind of as snapshots on the road trip. And then the 120mm photos were all color, that I kind of thought about more and composed more.
We've posted some on the website for people to see. There's a lot of soul and depth in your photography, Simon. Do you think about it in that way? You grew up in the home of a prolific artist. What kind of influence has that been?
I mean, she's always supported me. My mom's always supported me a lot in my photography. And I mean, I've always been surrounded by art growing up. And I think I have a lot of background information, especially on photography, kind of going into this project. So I had sort of an idea and I had kind of a message that I was shooting for through this.
And you did the darkroom prints yourself?
I did, yeah.
Where'd you learn the process?
So I've been interning at Photosource, a local camera store, for the past year, and they have a beautiful darkroom there, and some really helpful people there have showed me the ropes, and I've been able to print there, and it's just, and that's how I made the photos for the shows.
Yeah, the Colvite family has a long history in photography.
Yeah.
Yeah. Laura, how did you balance when to step in and when to pull back as you watched his own creativity emerge?
You know, I think maybe the best thing I've done as a parent is not to push the kids into music. And I struggled with that at the beginning because actually Simon was really a talented trumpet player, and he was taking lessons when he was really young. What were you, like 8? And I had this moment.
He's not saying much about the trumpet. Do you notice that?
No, I know. And at a certain point, there was no practicing happening at home, and I thought I would do some really good parenting and put some parameters around that. And so at that point, he pulled back from music, and I just love watching him come into his own creativity in his own medium. It's completely separate, and you know, but I feel that there's definitely, you know, whatever, it's cross-pollination there too. I don't even know if Simon realizes it, but I see, you know, this obsessive curiosity and passion that I've had about American music and how American music connects us and our history. And I see him now doing this same thing with his photography. It's really, it's beautiful to just observe it.
You are a young person to have captured things that are old and iconic, like the old gas pump and some of the old car pictures. Mm-hmm. And what are you looking for? What do you think your eye watches for?
So I've always really been attracted to kind of the old mid-century American look. You know, a lot of my favorite photographers were from that era. And a lot of our time on the road trip was spent through the Southwest with all the motels and all the old cars. And I don't know, my eye just kind of is naturally drawn towards that. I like watching old movies. And like I said, a lot of my favorite photographers photograph the same kind of thing. So I think you can kind of see in my work some consistency in that I like to shoot old cars and old buildings and old structures.
What's the story in your mind about what your grandpa was doing in leaving you the car?
You know, I haven't really thought about that too much. I think he really was excited to get that car. It was a big purchase for him. And I think he wanted to leave it to my dad and I just because it was something that was special to him.
Hmm. You did grow up in a house hearing piano music probably, what, 20 hours a day, 16 hours a day? And in the house, you used to walk in the front door and the piano was right there. Yeah, so it wasn't like you could ever miss it. Yeah. You must know so much about so many genres of music.
Yeah, I mean, I've explored music a lot, and that's because both my parents, my dad and my mom, listen to a lot of different kinds of music. So there's a lot of influence in just like the kind of person I am because of the amount of music I've heard and the amount, like the different kinds of music that I listen to now.
Well, for you and your sister Char, it's fun to kind of see you grow up and emerge as adults. It's always tough to balance a big career as you have, Laura, with the traveling and raising kids. Mm-hmm. But at this point, I think you're starting to smile more about what you see.
I'm smiling so much. They're so awesome. Yes.
So I'll again say that it is a second Saturday photography show this Saturday from 6 to 8 at Old Soul Sacramento. That's in the rear alley on L Street. Congratulations.
Thank
Good
you so
luck
much.
With this show. And thanks for sharing what you're working on.
Well, thanks for having me.
It'll be really fun to kind of follow what you do next and where your work goes as well.
Thank you.
That is Simon Glenn Downs Tony and Laura Downs, and we'll post a link to Laura's music. Congratulations. And
thanks,
reaching that number one on the Billboard charts must be a thrill for everybody.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. That's Insight for today. We are going to close with more from the album, more of Clara Schumann's Three Romances. And Insight is produced by Helen Barrington, Kate Gonzalez, Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer, Antonio Munez. Insight's managing editor is Aram Sarkissian. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us.